Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 30, Walking Trees, Mark chapter 8, verse 22 to 30. Privacy is precious. Some parts of our lives are only for those we choose to share them with. Yet we live in a time when privacy is easily lost or stolen. Social media allows a personal message or photo to be shared quickly with those you never wanted to read it or see it. Cameras may be watching or microphones listening when you really don't want them to be. Individuals, corporations, and authorities may trespass in your life where they're not wanted. Our private life can become public. And that can be distressing, especially when the impression people have of us, as a result, it's not true to life. Jesus had a real problem with people not seeing the truth about him. Of course, in Mark's Gospel, he's a very public figure, and people know all sorts about him. Yet, as so often happens with public figures, others only know a caricature, a cartoon version, through the little bits they pick up. I mean, how many fans truly feel they know the celebrities they follow, only to discover that in real life, the individual is not what they expected? It's like that for Jesus in our story. He knows that people have all kinds of muddled ideas about him. So he decides to do something unusual about it. Normally, we read of Jesus healing people completely with a word or a touch of the hand. But here in Mark chapter 8, that doesn't happen. Jesus is helping a blind man, but to do it, he spits, then he touches, and the man only ends up with half sight. The world looks fuzzy, unfocused, confused to him. He sees people moving around, but they look like walking trees. Until Jesus reaches out to him a second time, and the man's eyesight is fully restored. Jesus then says to him, "Well, don't go back into the village where we met." What's going on? Is Jesus embarrassed by failure? Is his power fading? Not at all. Rather, he's using a miracle to make an important point. The crowds may see and hear him, but they don't understand him. And he has to take care. That's why the next thing he asks his friends is this: "What do people say about me?" Their reply is that all kinds of rumours are passing around. Jesus is John the Baptist, who was recently killed by a brutal king. Jesus is this prophet or that prophet from the past, come back to talk about God. The rumours are many and confused. It's like people are seeing Jesus with eyes out of focus, just like the blind man when Jesus first helped him. The two-stage healing of the man turns out to be a picture of how people relate to Jesus. They think they know him, but they don't. You may be like this. Maybe you learnt about Jesus at school, or you've watched a documentary or a film dramatising his life. You've read a book or listened to a podcast, and it's been all about Jesus, and you know him. But do you? Actually, it's entirely likely that he's a walking tree to you. You don't really see him for who he is. It's a common problem, as Jesus knows here in this story. But some are different. What about you he says to his friends, "What do you say about me?" They reply, "You're the Messiah, the Christ." Two words from different languages, which mean the same thing. A king sent by God and anointed with his power. And that's correct. This is Jesus' description of himself. A king appointed not by vote or by having a strong army, but by God. A king who calls people, all people, everywhere, to join his kingdom. And yet, Jesus' friends don't truly know him either. In the next conversation they have with him, he's going to explain that he's a very different king from what they expect or want. In the end, you see, they too are seeing him as a walking tree and not the person and the king he truly is. And because of all this misunderstanding, Jesus has to ask them not to say any more, especially to others, until they've fully learned the truth. Well, in the next talk, I'll go into what Jesus does say of himself, what sort of king he is. But for now, here's a question for you. What do you think of Jesus? You've been interested enough to watch this far through a video talking about him. But what do you think? Who is Jesus? Is he from God? More than that, is he a king sent by God? More than that, is he the king sent by God who calls everyone to him if they want to know God, including you? That's his claim. What do you think? And why do you think it? Is it really based on true insight, actual knowledge? Or have you just picked up odd ideas here and there so that in fact, Jesus is still a walking tree to you? Well then, ask God to show you the truth and make the time to discover it. And if you ask God to show you the truth, he'll do it. He'll make Jesus clear. He'll bring him into focus. And you'll discover just how amazing he really is. Thanks for watching. Hold on a little longer to hear the passage in Mark's Gospel being read out. Then take a moment to talk to God. And I hope you'll also come back for the next video.
Mark 8, 22-30. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spat on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't go into the village." Jesus and his disciples went on to the village around Caesarea and Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.